people, what do you think people in Seattle will think about you?
You know, let me tell you about my day. So, since 9 o'clock in the morning until about 2 o'clock, I was at the courthouse steps.
Why?
Bidding on some properties at the auction.
Oh, okay.
And when I say courthouse steps, it's rarely courthouse steps. It's outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I was bidding on some properties, and it's no fun being at the auction because the prices are not as great as they used to be. A lot of people are coming there.
So is it, the reason is the prices are going up now?
Prices, I mean, it's just a lot of competition buying properties under 100,000 because there are quite a few of those.
So prices are going only for the foreclosed properties, not for the regular properties, I assume.
Yeah, it's a combination. There is a lot of hype. I know people in Seattle, everywhere, all over the country, they are watching Phoenix closely.
Yes, because of the situation in Phoenix, yes. And the other thing is that, what do you think, you know, people should do when, let's say somebody is going through a short sale, hard time, and they want to go for a short sale? What are the things that they should consider and take into account before they go into short sale? Or in other words, and I mean, in continuation with that, I also want to know what precautions that you should take if you want to buy a property in short sale.
That's a great question. So let me step back a little. Today and the next 2 weeks, what I want to focus on, Ashri,
mm-hmm.
Is I want to focus mainly on short sale and what's happening, because our community is going through a lot of stress right now,
mm-hmm.
Meaning that people are able to afford. A lot of people have good jobs. Thank God for that. But they are in the dilemma whether to hold on or leave the home. I call it hold it or fold it.
Kind of a dilemma. Yes.
So I want to spend some time, and I want to invite calls from the audience and the listeners, whoever are listening. I want to learn and understand what is going on in their minds with regards to short sale. And if they have any questions, if they need any clarification, as you know, we close at least on an average 2 short sales a week, and we work with all kinds of lenders. So I want to hear from the audience to see if they are having any dilemma in their mind or if they want to discuss anything specific about short sales.
Yes, call us on 602-62-KUSHI, 602-625-8744. That's the number you can call and talk with Kiran. And so meanwhile, let's see, what are the problems that people face, you know, when they are going for a short sale?
So let me understand your question. Are you asking the problems that the buyers are facing when they try to buy a short sale property?
That's one of the questions, yes.
Yes, I mean, When you try to, as a buyer of the short sale, the pre-qualification for you is you need to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are impatient, then don't even bother trying to buy a short sale property, because it's going to take anywhere from 30 days up to 90 days, up to 1 year also in some cases,
mm-hmm.
because it really depends on how many liens are there on the particular subject property. So if there are 3 liens, some do have 3 or even more liens on the properties. So all the lien holders need to approve. So as a buyer of the short sale property, you better be sure. And when you're looking in Zillow or Redfin or even on my website, kiranandkiran.com, there is a field called special listing condition, which says if the property is a short sale,
mm-hmm.
and some of the realtors even specify how many liens are there. So it's very important for the buyers to understand that listed price is not the true price, and all the lien holders need to approve it. So,
how to know how many liens are there, you know, on a property?
I mean, the simple answer to that is just call a realtor who is knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be able to pull up the title report. They can people can call the title company and figure out how many liens are there. They can go to Maricopa.gov. All the liens are recorded on the county that the subject property belongs to. So they should be able to go there, search for it, and figure it out. But the easiest way is just call your realtor
and depend on him.
Yeah, if they are resourceful, they should be able to tell you right away.
Okay. All right. So let's go for a song after this, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about short sale process and proceedings after that.
All right.
Let's go with Dil Chahta Hai. Sounds good.
All right.
Let's go with it. And just call us 602-62-KUSHI, 602-625-8744. Keep listening Radio Kushi, Kushi Kushi Se, Dhoom Dham Se.
Dil chahta hai. Dil chahta hai. चाहता हूँ कभी ना बीते चमकीले दिन
रहा है हम ना रहे कभी यारों के बिन दिन दिन भर वो प्यारी बातें झूमे शामें
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to Radio Kushi. And as you all know, we have real estate expert Kiran from Kiran's Associates Realty is here with us to, you know, answer any questions that you have about real estate, investments, or things like that. So we were talking about short sale. So what do we need to do, you know, to take care from seller's point of view when you're in a short sale situation?
Shri, that's a great question. When it comes to selling and deciding to do a short sale, it's a lot of roller coaster emotions that you go through. So I try to decipher it in five different ways. So there are five things that you really have to be wary of. The first important thing is the legal implications. So what is going to happen legally if you try to do a short sale?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go through more details on each of these items. Then the second thing is tax implications. If there is a debt that's forgiven, what is going to happen in terms of 1099s being issued for cancellation of debt? So it's very important that you understand the tax implications of it. Then you have the credit implications. What's going to happen to your credit short-term and also long-term? What's going to happen 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 7 years from now when your kids are ready to go to college? Then next thing is immigration implication. If you're on H-1, green card, what's going to happen when you try to go apply for naturalization? When you're trying to become a citizen, what happens to your H-1 when you try to convert to green card? So how does the short sale really impact you? So that is something that you have to be wary of.
So are there any implications for H-1 and green card, guys?
I'm going to go over that. But the last implication, so I said there are five. So legal, tax, credit, immigration implication, and lastly, emotional implication. How is your wife going to take it when you try to decide to do short sale? Because it makes more financial sense. So all of those things you really need to be aware of.
And being attached to the house and attachment mental.
So it's interesting, Sri. I was with this lovely family talking about doing a short sale. Then his 10-year-old son comes out and says, "Dad, what if I get a job? Can we still keep the house?" So, I mean, you really have to. Then the family said, "Okay, let's not talk about house in front of our kids." So, I mean, it's a big implication.
Yes.
Even though it might not sound as big, but it really is. So we have to consider all of those. So now I want to invite the listeners to call us and find out what your particular scenario and which implication would really impact you more. And which implication really worries you more? Is it the legal, tax, credit, immigration, or the emotional implication?
Yes, and the number to call us is 602-62-KUSHI, 602-625-8744.
And Sri, just continuing on the topic, I tend to talk to a lot of HOA property managers who manage the HOAs around the valley, and I was trying to get a count, in Levine, there is a subdivision called Rogers Ranch. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to figure out how many people are really paying the HOA and what's the demographic on who is paying the HOAs there. And it was interesting. A lot of people from our community are the people who are really paying the HOAs and a lot of others. Because Rogers Ranch is one of the hardest hit in Levine because the development was done during the boom time. So that tells me that just because of our background or upbringing, it's very difficult for us to come out of the perception or the implications associated with our emotions when it comes to either skipping a debt or skipping a payment or whatnot, and that really makes our community hardest hit when this real estate came down crashing.
Yep.
So it's a serious topic, but let me request you to play my one of my other favorite songs.
What is it?
It's from Pukar, Sunta Hai Mera Khuda. That's one of my all-time favorites.
Definitely, I'll play the song. And before that, I want to remind listeners, you can always call us on 602-62-KUSHI, 602-625-8744. You can talk about your real estate issues, problems, or you need any suggestion, advice, please do so. Keep listening to Radio Kushi, Kushi Kushi Se, Dhoom Dham Se.
खुदा दिलो जान से चाहूं तुझको यारा दिलरुबा सुनता है मेरा खुदा दिलो जान से चाहूं तुझको यारा दिलरुबा ये जिंदगी तेरे लिए और तू मेरे लिए दिल की सदा है
सुनता है मेरा खुदा दिलो जान से चाहूं तुझको यारा
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to Radio Kushi. Thank you very much for tuning in on 1440 AM in Phoenix and 1150 AM in Seattle. And we have, as usual, every Thursday, we have our real estate expert in our studio here, Kiran. So we were talking about short sale and implications. So he'll talk a little bit more about that. And you can always call us on 602-62-KUSHI, 602-625-8744. And if you want to know more information about Kiran, you can always visit his website, kiranandkiran.com. Kiran, go ahead.
Yes. And also, Shri, this is a very, very, very elaborate topic. And I meet maybe 4 or 5 families every day trying to go through this dilemma and figure out what implication is going to have major impact on them.
Yeah.
So I would just kind of touch base on each of these implications that I talked about, but it would be prudent for our listeners to really talk to their professionals. Of course, friends are a very good resource for a lot of suggestions in our community, but friends might not be a good resource, especially they might be experts in Java or SAP or whatnot. When it comes to different legal tax implications, credit implications, I would highly recommend that they consult professionals, pay an hour of an attorney's time, pay an hour of CPA's time, and get their suggestion right from the horse's mouth. That way, there are no regrets going on down the road. So, with that said, out of the 5 implications, the first implication that I want to go over is a legal implication. That is the biggest crocodile that you have to be very, very wary of. And being in Arizona, it's considered a non-recourse state. And now I'm going into a lot of stuff that I'm not licensed to really advise people on. So I don't want anybody to take this as a legal advice. So they need to consult a legal licensed attorney in the state of Arizona. But as a matter of experience, I'm just made aware of a lot of these topics because of my training. So coming to the legal implications, it's very important for the listeners to figure out if there is their loan is a recourse or a non-recourse loan, which is defined basically by how the loan was funded, if it's used to purchase a house or if it was refinanced and there was a cash out made.
How the loan was spent, basically.
Yes, how the loan was spent.
Spent, yeah.
So even if they have 2 loans, the second loan was if it was used totally for the purchase of loan, even though it has, it can be called as a HELOC or a home equity line of credit, but the character itself was used to purchase and all the funds were resourced to purchase a home, then that could become totally a non-recourse, meaning that lender might have limited to no right to collect on the loan if the property goes into foreclosure.
Or short sale.
Or a short sale in some cases. That's why you have to hire an experienced real estate company who's been doing this for some time, who exactly know how to negotiate, because not all short sales might be protected legally. So the lenders might slip in a jargon or a sentence stating that the owners are still responsible for the debt. So we don't want that to happen. So that's why I cannot stress enough the importance of working with professionals who know what they're doing, who do this day in and day out. This is definitely not a rocket science tree by any means.
Sure.
But it's something wherein you have to be attentive to detail when it comes to getting the approval. So even though your loan is purchase money, non-recourse, not all loans are really protected by the non-recourse character. So it's very important that you understand the legal implications. So the best way to do that is talk to an attorney, set up an hour's time, or talk to a realtor that you really trust and who you think is resourceful, knowledgeable, and you can really trust his opinion and his experience. So talk to someone like that.
Sure.
And only then you can really understand and go to the bottom of what the legal implication is with your particular loan scenario.
Basically, before taking any decision, go to a professional in that field and try to take a decision.
Yeah,
with a real estate agent, obviously.
Yes. I mean, start with an agent who is full-time, who knows what he's doing.
What he's doing, yeah.
Because getting a license, like I told you in the last session, being a realtor itself is very straightforward and simple. It's like being a postman. But being a resourceful realtor and being someone who really understands what's going on and also has enough business coming along, that way, who is really in touch with the market really makes a difference more than anything.
Yep. All right. So we will talk even more about other implications, coming weeks. And you are the Radio Kushi expert for real estate anyway. Thank you very much for that. So any last word?
Before I go, I really, one of my other favorite songs, I mean, Aamir Khan is my all-time favorite.
Okay.
So I'd like from Fana, the Chand Sifarish.
How old were you when his first movie came?
Okay. Oh, the Papa Kehte Hai. Was it his first movie?
Kayamat Se Kayamat Tak. Yeah, that's a song, Papa Kehte Hai.
Yeah.
There is a song in that movie.
I mean, I don't want to tell my age on now.
On radio.
On radio, but I remember it very, very, very clearly that, I mean, I saw that movie so many times and, yeah, I mean, it just
feels
like
that's a peak time, you know, when you think about all those things, yeah. Love and all those things, and it matters a lot at that time.
Haan, jab to bahut hi kayamat thi, Shri sahab, ab kahan hai kayamat, ab to bas kaam karna hi hai.
Kaam karna hi hai.
Kaam shuru se kaam khatam hone tak.
Are, very nice, very nice. All right, let's play a song from Aamir Khan's movie, Fana, about Chand Sifarish from Fana.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with the song and listeners. And you know, we'll take leave from Kiran for today, and he'll be back on Thursday again, next Thursday, and we can talk more about real estate and short sale. You know, we were still talking about the implications of short sale. So there are a lot of implications, obviously, involved in it. So we will talk more about it next week also. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Thank you very much, Kiran, for coming into our studio.
Yes, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
And listeners, call us on 602-62-KUSHI, 602-625-8744. Keep listening, Radio Kushi. Kushi Kushi Se, Dhoom Dham Se.
La 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 la. सिफारिश जो करता हमारी देता वो तुमको बता